We Know Agricultural Educators.
And we know that the job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.
Hey, Owl Pellet, this is Brian and Kate here by the Owl Pellet. We are without Marshall Baker today, but we will carry on because we have an exciting guest with us today. Dr. Lisa Lundy from the University of Florida is an ag communications professor, and she is going to talk to us about something that we all have to deal with every single day. It is the Facebook and the Twitter, social media, what to do with it, what not to do with it. Lisa, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got this beast called social media, and we're all talking about we need to be out there doing these sort of things, and it's, you know, we've got all kinds of photos and stuff, but as ag teachers in the classroom dealing with middle school and high school students, what should I be concerned with regarding social media?
Well, thanks for that question. I think that's a great place to start. I think sometimes we feel the pressure to do all things and learn about everything and do everything in our classrooms. And I think that teachers should probably have some general idea of what is happening in different social media platforms and why their students use them. But I do think it's important to remember what students come to us for, and they come to us, you know, for the classroom experience and the specific things that we can teach them. So I don't think that we should give in to the pressure to feel that we have to be on all platforms and using all technology. My advice, if you're not using social media at all to interact with your students or at all, period, is maybe just to pick one social media tool. So maybe pick Facebook, maybe pick Twitter, maybe pick Instagram, maybe Pinterest, just to pick one to sort of play around with and learn, and ask your students what they're using and what they would want to interact with you on in terms of different platforms.
So what are students on these days? I know when I first started using Facebook, it was because a friend of mine said her priest was on Facebook and I could not be outdone by a priest. And now my students, you know, I say like, oh, this is on Facebook, and they're like, well, I'm not on Facebook. And I'm like, what do you even do? So do you have any insight as to what students are on these days, what social media sites they're on? And if not, who do we go to for that? How do we find it out? It's almost like a secret and I'm too old to be in on it.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Sometimes it feels like as soon as you learn something that they're on to doing something new. I do think I hear sometimes from students that they're not on Facebook. Facebook, though, has over 1.6 billion monthly active users. So most of them still do have a Facebook account. They may just not use it as frequently as they once did or as frequently as other platforms. A lot of students are using Snapchat, and a lot of students are using Instagram. And especially now that Instagram has the Snapchat-like function in Instagram stories, anything where they can be integrating still pictures and video and adding their own filters and commentary, I think students really like that kind of social media platform. So I do think that they're using those a lot. And I think increasingly I hear more and more of my students talk about using Twitter. In the past couple of years, I think that at least my students have become more active. And really even high school students. We had a high school student in our county this past semester who got a big national award, and I saw a press release about it, and I thought, I don't know how to get in contact with this student, but I'd like to invite her to campus to see our program. I found her on Twitter, I messaged her on Twitter, and she responded within an hour. So I think it does depend on the student, but I think definitely Snapchat and Instagram are hot platforms right now for students.
So, okay, I'm the old curmudgeon of the group here. On Facebook, you finally got me convinced we got to do social media. I'm a high school teacher. What should I be doing to engage my students? What should my goals be? How do I engage them from that teacher to student kind of interaction on there? What am I looking for?
Or should I? Should I be engaging with students on social media, or should I be having social media for my private life, and should I be trying to block them from that aspect of my life?
I think that's a great question. So I think it's okay to have some social media platforms that you do not engage with students on that you like to keep for your personal life. For me, that's Instagram. I don't engage with students primarily on Instagram. I have a private account. I post pictures of my kids. I don't use it professionally. Twitter, I really only use professionally. I don't really post much personal information on Twitter. I use Twitter to engage students in a different way than I can engage them in the classroom. So I've done a number of tweet chats for my classes where we'll have a discussion via Twitter about a book that we're reading or an article that we've read or something that's happening in the news. And I like that format for a discussion because sometimes I will get some students to participate in a tweet chat who would be very quiet in a classroom. So they wouldn't, they're the students that wouldn't raise their hand, that wouldn't be speaking out, that wouldn't have a lot of verbal opinions to share in class, but they'll engage pretty actively in a tweet chat. So I guess that would be my advice is to think about, A, you don't have to engage on all platforms, and it's okay to have some things that where you say, I don't want to use this professionally, I just want to use it personally. But if you can try to think of some ways to engage either different students than you would normally be able to engage, or all of your students in a different way, then I think that's a good use of your social media time, if you will.
So I see it sounds a lot like, you know, each of these different social media platforms, maybe kind of visualize them. Each of them is a tool designed for a specific kind of task. So you really got to think about what's your goal, how do you want to engage, what kind of information do you want to be sharing, and then pick the right tool for that sort of thing. I know a lot of cases I see, you know, where ag teachers would use social media to share announcements with things or reminders or a variety of things. But I know a lot of school districts now are going to internal systems that where they're connecting with there. So if an ag teacher is one where they're trying to remind students about an assignment that's due, or if they're trying to remind students about, hey, your FFA applications are due at this certain time or the meeting's going to be at this particular time, which do you think platform would be the best suited for more of that announcement information sharing type of thing? Or social media not the way to do that?
So that's a great question. I think it really depends on the school and if the school has some overall platforms that they're encouraging all of the teachers to use. I know my kids are younger, but my daughter's teacher uses Class Dojo, which is more of an internal kind of sharing information with parents. And so if there's something that is used school-wide and parents and students are really used to that platform, then I think it makes sense to at least try that platform out and see if it works for you. Personally, I don't think a platform like Twitter is great for announcements because it is such a public platform and people are going to be looking for information on a lot of different things when they use Twitter. So it's going to be hard for people, for you to ensure that your announcements are going to be seen by the students because the information on Twitter just moves so fast. But I think if you wanted to use something like a Facebook group or a Facebook page for your classes, that is something where once you've established, hey, I'm going to be regularly posting information for you in this format for parents and for students, I think then they start to learn, hey, I need to be checking this on a regular basis. So I think that's a place where you can do that.
So if I'm posting, right, I'm convinced I should be using this, my students are using it, and I do want to put it out there, it's a place for my parents and my students to get an idea for what we're doing in our program overall. A lot of times when I am working on social media, I'm doing it from my phone, like while I'm going through the grocery store, or I didn't say this, but at a stoplight maybe. Right? And I'm doing a million things. I'm cooking dinner, I'm watching my kids, and I'm doing it one-handed on my phone. And overall, how much do I need to be concerned about autocorrect and whether or not my grammar is right? I mean, do I really need to spend the time making capital letters, capital and periods in the right spot? And do I need to be worrying about that? I mean, it's social media. Everybody knows that I'm writing it mobily, right?
Yeah, so you're probably not going to like my answer to this question, but I do think you need to be super careful still because I think that, you know, as teachers, we're looked to as a credible source of instruction and somebody who's going to help students grow and develop professionally. And so we want to model that in every different way that we communicate. So I think it's super important. And I think it's worth the time to slow down. Something that I do, because you're right, I find myself doing the same things. And I just don't want to forget to do it. And, you know, then I might forget to do it later if I don't do it in the moment. So I do a lot of just audio recordings for myself on my phone of, hey, I need to email this person about this, or I need to post about this. And all of my notes for our discussion today, I did as an audio recording while I was walking my dog in the neighborhood the other night. So I wouldn't want you to read them because they're pretty rough in terms of grammar and autocorrect. But I think, you know, don't feel the pressure that you have to post something immediately if you don't have time to really construct a message that you feel good about. But just make some kind of archive or record of it for yourself for later. And something, this is, seems a little bit of a tangent, but I think it's important. If you're going to be posting things about where you have pictures particularly or video of your students, I would consider, and maybe a lot of teachers already do this, which is wonderful, doing an overall waiver for your students at the beginning of the school year where you ask them to give you permission, or probably ask their parents to give you permission to post pictures and videos on your social media, and be clear about what channels that you might use and what format it might take. But just have them sign a general waiver at the beginning of the school year. I do that even with my students in my classes here at the University of Florida. Anything that I would post about our class during the year, I want to get their permission to post that.
That's great stuff, Lisa. Thanks. And that's really important. Again, going back to your school policies, the same thing posting on websites or whatever else. So we talked briefly about, okay, when we're going to be doing these posts, and we said so we've picked the right thing. Are there some general tips on what the anatomy of a good social media post should be? What are those things that if ag teachers are trying to use this as a recruitment tool or a promotion tool or whatever else they're doing, what makes a good social media post?
Great question. So I think certainly visuals, anytime that you can include photographs of people doing things, photographs of people standing around aren't too exciting. But when you can post photographs of people doing things or people having an experience, that is great. Video, increasingly, the research shows that the more you can include video in your social media content, the more people are going to pay attention to it. And the way all of these platforms, particularly Facebook, work is, the more people are looking at your social media content, the more likely they are to see it going forward, the more likely they are to have it show up in their news feed. So video is great. I think if you can help people get a sense of what the experience would be like, so that they can get a gauge of whether they want to have that experience for themselves. So, for example, I had some of my master's students did a project last fall where they analyzed all the social media content from the National FFA Convention, and a lot of it was Snapchat, so Snapchat was used heavily by FFA. But really, a lot of what they were trying to do is, I think, from looking at the analysis, help younger FFA students decide whether they wanted to try to pursue attending National Convention in the future, if that was a goal for them, to help them get a feel for what that experience would be like. So to see students in different aspects of the convention. What were they doing? How were they spending their time? Did it look like they were having fun? All of those kind of things. I think that's a great way to use social media, particularly from a recruitment perspective.
Lisa, you had some great ideas. Some I definitely want to share and use myself. Like, for example, the waiver form for students. I actually had a student, I took a picture of my class doing a really engaging activity and wanted to put it out there, as you were saying, kind of a recruitment tool and let them know, look at the exciting things that we're doing here. And his mother works here at the university, one student, and he was absent that day, and she saw the picture and said, "Where's my son?" And I thought, oh, golly. You know, I'm not, FERPA gets involved, and I'm not really sure how to answer that question. So your ideas about the waivers and that kind of thing, I think, is really helpful. Thank you.
One last thing, Lisa, as we kind of wrap up this conversation, you know, we know ag teachers just love owl pellets found on social media, but what are some other ways on social media that teachers can use as resources for their teaching? How, you know, as a teaching tool, how do I use this?
Great question. So that was actually one of the things that I wanted to make sure to say is to, you know, we're trying to use social media to be accommodating for our students because we know that's what they care about. But I would encourage teachers to make social media work for you as a tool in your teaching. So I use Pinterest a lot. I have Pinterest boards for each of my classes. And so if I find something, even if I don't find it on Pinterest, I can pin it to Pinterest. If it's an article that I want my students to read or an infographic that really breaks down a theory or a concept that I want them to know or a video that I want to be able to go back and find later for a class, I save all of that stuff to Pinterest. I favorite a lot of tweets that I don't, I'm not favoring it or liking it because I, you know, really necessarily agree with it because, but it's something I want to save and archive that I can use in the classroom later. So make social media work for you. Use it as a way to curate resources for your classes so that you can go back and look at them later. I do the same thing with YouTube. I have a YouTube channel where I save and favorite videos that I want to be able to use in the classroom down the line. So I think that's one thing. And then I would also say, just as an encouragement to teachers, that you don't have to use your use of social media and interacting with your students doesn't have to be a 24/7, 12-month-a-year thing. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to just shut it all down for a while, and they'll find you if they really need to talk to you. I teach that social media class in the fall, and by December, I'm just feeling done with social media. So I took about a 3-month break for the most part from Facebook in particular after that class ended, and students found me. If they needed a letter of recommendation, they'll find you other ways. So it's okay to take a break.
That's great stuff. Lisa Lundy, thank you so much for being with us today. I mean, this is a great conversation. I know I've learned a lot about a variety of social media tools. I know that you came up with a lot of ideas for our teachers to be able to use. Lisa, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up today?
I guess the last thing I would say is just encourage your students that social media is a wonderful tool, but there's still a lot of value in just sitting down and having a conversation with someone or calling someone on the phone or writing someone a note or a letter. So I think we can be a voice in their life that says, don't let social media be the only way that you know how to communicate. Push them to develop other ways to communicate too.
That's a great way to end this conversation, Lisa. Thank you so much. Dr. Lisa Lundy, we appreciate you being here. Again, this has been a fantastic conversation. I look forward to seeing how folks out there use the tips that you've given us today. And hopefully they'll see some improvements on the Owl Pellets social media site as well as we apply our own stuff that we've learned today.
Way to hold us accountable there, Brian. Thank you for that.
I know, applying what we learn. Crazy thoughts. We even do it here. So, folks, this is Brian for Kate and also for the absent Marshall here by the Owl Pellet. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. Be sure to share this on all the different social media platforms that we have now here on Owl Pellets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there learning just like you guys are as well. Keep doing a great job out there teaching those students. Remember, you teach, you make a difference. Thank you.
We know agricultural educators.
And we know that the job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.